Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Yes, SpaceX Crew 10 on the way to the ISS, launching from the Cape just moments ago. At this point, it's 197 miles out, 12,000 miles per hour. Is that right? I guess it is.
I'll take your word for it. You're the one watching it.
I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm not sure if that's what this is reading now. But anyway, it's heading to the ISS successful launch at the Cape just moments ago. Pretty inspiring. I really, you know, just looking at that thing. Thinking,
yeah.
Jeez, Pete's. That's a rocket. It's going, and it's taking 6 minutes into the flight. Anyway, good stuff. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Darzell Warren, he's the president of the Escambia Education Association, is saying teachers are now asking how dismantling the Department of Education would impact their jobs. Fair question. At this point, local officials really aren't sure. President Trump says the cuts will be strategic. In 2024, the Florida Policy Institute reported Florida received $6.7 billion that year. More than 17% of the state's funding. This week, the education department announced they are cutting their staff in half. Weather conditions declining tonight, tomorrow, into Sunday. Santa Rosa District and Escambia Public Schools canceling all practice games and outdoor activities. The threat of severe weather in the Pensacola area has risen to moderate status, so be aware of that. And Santa Rosa attorney Tom Danheiser wants the county to receive restitution as part of any sentence imposed on developers Kip Walker and Thomas Cornelius. This is for environmental crimes committed while clearing land in the Avalon Beach subdivision. The Santa Rosa commissioners voted unanimously on Thursday to seek reimbursement for the $34,792 it has so far spent to prevent runoff from sites cleared by Walker and Cornelius into Mulot Bayou.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
People who are bitten by venomous snakes often make two dangerous mistakes, all right? They wait too long to seek treatment, or they use outdated methods to treat the bite themselves. A study on snake bites from the University of Florida shows that it's often more than an hour before a victim is seen by a doctor. More than 10% of bite victims were found to have first tried methods that are no longer considered effective, like using tourniquets or sucking out the venom. Some 7,000 to 8,000 people are bitten by venomous snakes each year in the U.S., and obviously we've got snakes all the time in Florida, so please don't be trying to suck out venom and just get to a flipping hospital.
Okay. The State Board of Immigration Enforcement has introduced the Law Enforcement Accountability Dashboard. Now, this is a new program aimed at gardening and local governments and making sure that they're going to uphold the state's immigration laws.
Okay.
Under Florida law, any law enforcement representative that does not use their best effort to support the enforcement of federal immigration law is in violation a Florida statute and is subject to penalties and judicial proceedings.
And after it was listed among the government offices nationwide scheduled for closing, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers headquartered in Jacksonville is staying open after all. The government services office has issued a notice that it won't terminate the lease on the building. The list contained more than 20 offices in the state of Florida that were due to be closed.
Okay, 6:14 News Radio 92.3 today. You might have more money than you thought you did. The state returned more than $42 million in unclaimed property to residents last month, part of nearly $2.7 billion that has been returned since 2017. This is through the FloridaTreasuryHunt.gov site. Pensacola residents scored pretty big in February. $1.5 million in unclaimed funds going out.
And a Florida senator proposes moving NASA's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Florida. Republican Senator Ashley Moody says it would cut costs by relocating the space agency to a state where space exploration and private aerospace development are prominent. Moody's legislation is called the Cape Canaveral Act. Critics say the move would weaken coordination between federal agencies and policymakers.
Oh, those crazy kids down at spring break in South Florida, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Florida cops aren't too amused about it. Dana Marie McNichol has more from Daytona Beach.
Deputies say they're trying to control the crowd because things can quickly get out of hand. Last year on this beach, a 16-year-old pulled out a gun and was arrested after a drug deal went wrong. Now, the Volusia County Sheriff said people come from out of town to sell drugs and prey on spring breakers, especially those who are underage. Visitors to Florida have the highest risk of overdose deaths compared to the rest of the nation. That's according to a study by Penn State. We spent the day with deputies who patrol these beaches. There is never a dull moment dealing with underage drinking and theft.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Did have some minor issues on Nine Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, but those have cleared out. Maybe have a little bit of backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend, on both Saturday and Sunday, you're going to see highs in the mid-70s. And of course, on Saturday, look out for that inclement weather.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending up to their best day in months. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages staging a modest comeback following a brutal week on Wall Street as investors assess the economic fallout of trade policies. Still, the major averages posted weekly losses, with the Dow suffering its worst week in 2 years, while the benchmark S&P 500 posted its fourth consecutive week of declines. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech, which led this week's sell-off, the biggest gainer, with Nvidia leading the charge. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Nike, Procter & Gamble, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 675 points, the Nasdaq higher by 451, S&P 500 up 117. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Elon Musk is visiting the National Security Agency after saying it needs an overhaul. The tech billionaire met with the NSA head this week at its headquarters in Maryland, and it was Musk's first confirmed visit to the agency since Doge began cutting funding and the federal workforce.
Yeah, its speed was 27,000 miles an hour.
Wow, really?
Yeah. SpaceX Crew 10 on their way to the ISS. They've got some incredible shots coming in on the NASA network tonight. A lot of the shots from inside the cabin, or the cockpit, or whatever you want to call it. Can't call it a cockpit anymore. I don't think it's so big.
Yeah.
But anyway, great visuals to kind of check out here. They're 201 miles above Earth at this point. Yeah, they're moving out. They're faster than my Volkswagen, let me tell you.
I would hope.
Okay, many universities across the country announcing hiring freezes as government spending and funding becomes less certain. Sue Guzman has the latest report.
The Trump administration is threatening a range of cuts to federal contracts and research grants as it continues DOGE-related efforts uncovering waste, corruption, and fraud. Among the universities announcing hiring freezes, Harvard University, Johns Hopkins, the University of Washington, Northwestern, the University of Pittsburgh, and Columbia University's Medical School. Others have instituted steep budget and spending cuts as a result of the loss of funding. In February, the Trump administration announced cuts to the National Institutes of Health grants for research institutions, totaling $100 million. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a bit of a deeper dive on national headlines. And yes, that is a pun, because one of the stories we're going to be touching on is sea levels rising and what climate change has to do with that. Details on that stuff and more coming up in just a few minutes on Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is a News Radio 92.3 update. A government shutdown has been averted after enough Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, helped Republicans defeat the filibuster. Senators voted 54-46 to pass the stopgap spending bill, which only needed 51 votes to be approved. Nearly all Republicans backed the measure, with only Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky opposing. All Democrats opposed it, with the exception of Senator Jeanine Shaheen of New Hampshire, independent Senator Angus King of Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats, also voted to pass the bill. It now heads to President Trump's desk for a signature.
All righty. Thank you very much, Chris, for the breaking news there. Carrying on with our national headlines, just like we said we would, sea levels rose more than expected last year. That's according to NASA. It was the hottest year on record due to climate change, leading to a rise of nearly a quarter of an inch, exceeding the anticipated 0.17 inches. Since 1993, sea levels have increased by 4 inches and are rising more than twice as fast.
Okay. Federal agents have searched the Columbia University housing of two students. Tanya J. Powers has more from New York.
Homeland Security agents searched two Columbia student rooms, but no one was arrested or detained, and no items were taken. In a statement, Columbia interim president Katrina Armstrong said the agents had two search warrants signed by a judge. Meanwhile, the school says it is punishing students who occupied a campus building last spring with sanctions ranging from suspensions, temporary degree revocations, and expulsions. The announcement follows the Trump administration pulling $400 million in federal grants to Columbia, as well as Saturday's arrest and threatened deportation of Mahmoud Khalil, a lawful permanent U.S. resident and Columbia graduate who led pro-Palestinian campus protests last spring. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. President Trump says the Department of Justice broke the trust of the American people. Speaking from the DOJ today, Trump said the Biden administration turned the agency into the Department of Injustice. He claimed the DOJ and others spied on his campaign and tried to stop him from becoming the president.
Okay, during and this is an appropriate story since we've been following SpaceX and Crew 10 launch off here just a few minutes ago. During a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing, there's a lot of discussion over the future of the Space Force and the challenges facing America's newest military branch. Kevin Urinsky has more in Securing America.
General Michael Guetlein is the Vice Chief of Space Operations. He summed up his branch's challenges this way.
What were once theoretical threats are now daily occurrences.
One of the biggest of those challenges is the Golden Dome missile shield proposed by President Trump.
It is a very bold vision that's going to have a lot of complexity to it.
He adds an interesting reference from history to put that challenge into perspective.
The only time that I can think of in the history of the United States where we have gone after something this complex was the Manhattan Project.
He also says the Golden Dome is symbolic in helping to determine
whether space remains a domain for peace and progress or becomes a contested battleground for future conflict.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Did have some backups that were very minor on Highway 90 if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Highway 90 developing eastbound if you're passing the Walmart Supercenter. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend, going to have highs in the mid-70s. And, of course, Saturday, going to have a lot of rainfall.
627 News Radio 92.3. The rain is causing a lot of havoc, especially for events around our area. Let me just pass this on to you. Representative Michelle Saltzman's food distribution scheduled for tomorrow at the Jubilee Church has been postponed due to the threat of the severe weather. New date for that District 1 food distribution will be announced very soon.
Here's today's health news.
Dr. Oz's nomination for head of Medicare and Medicaid services now in the hands of a Senate committee. Oz appeared on Capitol Hill for a confirmation hearing today, and he was nominated by President Trump to oversee the nearly $1.5 trillion spent on the two health insurance programs, which cover about 150 million Americans.
Okay, experts urge those 65 and older to take care of their cognitive health. Very important. Cases of cognitive disease are actually on the rise. Fox's Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Neurologists and aging experts at the Cleveland Clinic say the number of dementia cases will double by the year 2060. Experts say this is likely because the number of people over age 65 will consistently increase by then. The best strategies to fight it are in good health, such as the Mediterranean diet, staying socially engaged, and picking up new skills. They also say there's no current cure for dementia, but there are treatment options available. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia, and that early symptoms usually begin to appear after you turn 60. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And when we're talking about health, we're not just talking about your medical well-being, but also your cyber well-being as well. 60,000 domains associated with toll road text scams are currently in use. Researchers at threat research platform Census are extensively tracking the scam. They agree they are likely perpetuated by Chinese criminals overseas, and it cost them an estimated $90,000 to buy in bulk. A senior researcher simply noted, you don't invest that much unless you are getting some kind of return.
Well, somebody got my number. I'll tell you that right now. You see it. I bring it in every day. I get a scam from the SunPass scam every day. Another one this morning.
That's got to get old.
All right. Well, just makes you a little bit smarter. Okay. University of Florida suspends two universities for hazing. What were these knuckleheads thinking? Gary Baumgarten has the report.
One part of the hazing ritual that got the frats into trouble was hitting pledges with cars, and it follows last month's action against another fraternity for anti-Semitism, the university charging them with dangerous and degrading hazing, and a campus police investigation is underway. One of the fraternities has been suspended 8 times in the past, including following allegations that a pledge was forced to use cocaine. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay, mortgage rates down slightly. The 30-year fixed, 6.78%. Average rate, 15-year fixed, 6.23% this afternoon.
This is the Fox News Alert. I'm Deborah Valentine. Hours ahead of a midnight deadline, the Senate has passed a bill funding the federal government till September 30th, avoiding a partial shutdown. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports from Washington.
The bill includes an increase in military spending and cuts to non-defense spending. A wide majority of Democrats opposed the bill because of those cuts and instead wanted a one-month extension.
The vote, 54 to 46. President Trump is speaking at the Department of Justice. He vowed to overhaul during his 2024 presidential campaign.
I will insist upon and demand full and complete accountability for the wrongs and abuses that have occurred.
Democrats have expressed concerns that the president will use the Justice Department and the FBI to act on grievances for political enemies. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The stock market has suffered a more than $5 trillion loss in market value in just about 3 weeks. The S&P 500's plunge of 10% from a record high wiped out trillions of dollars in market value, which at its February 19th peak was $52.06 trillion, according to FactSet. On the heels of Best Buy shares tumbling this month as tariff fears outweighed strong quarterly earnings, CEO Corey Barry purchased nearly $1 million worth of shares on Tuesday. Barron's is reporting after a March 4th earnings call when Barry said price increases for American consumers were highly likely that the loss wiped out a gain in share price of 9% for 2024. On Wall Street, stocks were higher with the Dow gaining more than 670, the S&P 500 added 117, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 450. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. I don't think it's a matter of if the Colts will start Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, but rather when. To be clear, I don't believe in either quarterback, but it's more than obvious that Colts coach Shane Steichen doesn't believe in Richardson, and with good reason. So my guess is that Richardson will start the year as QB1, but by the end of November at the absolute latest, that Daniel Jones will become the starter in Indianapolis. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:37, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Yeah, ready for this week. I'm ready. I am just absolutely ready for the weekend. Be aware the weather's going to be iffy for Saturday. Austin's all over that one. We'll check in with him in a second on this. Let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season coming on June 1st. The National Hurricane Center has announced a couple of new reporting changes. Look for another tweak to the cone of uncertainty. NHC is now including the watches and warnings displayed for inland counties instead of just the coastal counties. Also in 2025, earlier announcements for a system approaching land, even if watches have not yet been issued. That's something new. A couple of new changes by the National Hurricane Center, taking care of that one here. Speaking of the weather here, the National Weather Service has changed its messaging when it comes to heat. Now, in effect, excessive heat watches have been renamed to extreme heat watches, and excessive heat warnings have been renamed to extreme heat warnings. So there you go. And happy St. Patty's Day weekend. If you didn't know it, St. Patrick's Day is Monday. Green beer, an American St. Patty's Day tradition. You know, bars around the country here, especially Irish pubs, slinging out millions of pints of dyed beer on St. Patty's Day. And the question comes up, is the green beer bad for you? Here's the spoiler alert. The dye is not any worse for you than the alcohol itself. So have yourself a great St. Patty's Day.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Of course, we've got conference tournaments going on. Wanted to give you a bit of an update on how the SEC is looking because they've got a lot of the high-ranking teams. And also, they've just had some pretty phenomenal matchups so far. As far as games that have already concluded, we got Auburn squeaking past Ole Miss, 62-57. That's a title contender for you. The Tigers looking good. Also got Tennessee pulling away from Texas, 83-72. So the Longhorns' Cinderella run dies before it can even really get walking. As for a game going on right now, 7.5 minutes until half. Number 21 Missouri taking on number 4 Florida. The Gators have an early advantage, 33-24. At 8:30 this evening, number 15 Kentucky takes on number 5 Alabama.
NBA, NFL, and all the sports you could use. Here's the Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
TNT, Steph Curry, the NBA's all-time leader in three-pointers, became the first player in league history to make 4,000 three-point shots.
Steph Curry reached the milestone Thursday in the Warriors' 130-104 win over the Sacramento Kings. Golden State has won six games in a row. Luka Doncic had his most prolific scoring game since he joined the Lakers. Doncic matched a season high with 45 points Thursday. He added 11 rebounds, but not enough. The Lakers lost their third game in a row, beaten by the Bucks in Milwaukee, 126-106. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Bucks. Behind 34 points from Paolo Banchero, the Magic defeated the Pelicans, 113-93. Kobe White scored 31 points for the Bulls, who beat the Nets, 116-110.
He's going, he drives, he puts it out!
And in with a half second to go! Oway did it again to Oklahoma! A walk-off shot from Otega Oway, and Kentucky will win it, 85-84. You can't make it up!
On ESPN, Otega Oway, who transferred from Oklahoma to Kentucky after last season, scored the game-winning basket for Kentucky last night to beat Oklahoma in the opening round of the SEC tournament, 85-84. Kentucky advanced to face Alabama tonight. Soccer, Lionel Messi scored a goal for Inter Miami in a 2-0 win at Jamaica over Cavalier FC. Inter Miami advanced to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Inter Miami plays LAFC next. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Boston Celtics can clinch their spot in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Celtics taking on the Heat. That game actually tipped off at 6 p.m. I'll get a score update for you on that in just a moment. Boston needs to win, and they need the Clippers to beat the Hawks. If that happens, the Celtics will also secure a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. The Cavaliers and Thunder are the only team so far to clinch playoff spots.
So, is Duke's prospects of winning the championships in limbo after an injury?
I would say so, yes,
maybe
absolutely.
So, here's Joe Morgan with a pretty darn good explanation.
The top team in the country is moving on in the ACC tournament, but their victory came at a cost. Star freshman Cooper Flagg suffered a sprained ankle during the first half of Duke's 78-70 win over Georgia Tech. Duke head coach John Shire said it's a, quote, real long shot that Flagg will be able to play in the semifinals against North Carolina on Friday. Shire said that while his star freshman was dealing with swelling, the x-rays showed no fracture. Flagg, the ACC Player of the Year and considered the favorite to go number one in the NBA draft, averaged 19.4 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 4.2 assists per game during the regular season. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yes, I do agree with your setup there, Chris. I do think this will be detrimental to Duke's run, which is a shame considering they're number one in the nation. Boston Celtics beating the Miami Heat right now, 35-29 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Okay, Ice Flyer is returning to home ice tonight and tomorrow, matching up against Quad City. Puck dropping in just a few minutes from right now, 7:05 in the Bay Center.
And the San Diego Padres and Seattle Mariners will be playing for a rockin' trophy this MLB season. That is a reference to this new award being called the Vetter Cup. That starts this year, named after Pearl Jam frontman Eddie Vedder. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer spent time in his youth in San Diego before moving to Seattle to join Pearl Jam. The trophy will feature a guitar personally provided by Vedder. The first three games of the inaugural Vetter Cup will be played May 16th through the 18th in San Diego.
Ready to become a weekend puppy parent.
Yes.
All right. Becoming a puppy raiser for America's vet dogs not only helps service dogs in training, but it also offers a chance to positively impact the lives of vets by welcoming a puppy into your home for 12 to 18 months. You can play a crucial role in their development. If you're looking for more details, here you go, vetdogs.org. Great way to get yourself involved.
And speaking of dogs, former reality TV star Jesse Holmes is the winner of the 2025 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Holmes crossed the finish line in Nome in first place with 10 dogs earlier today after a race that lasted a little over 10 and a half days. Holmes was a regular on the reality show Life Before Zero, which follows substance hunters in The Last Frontier. The Alabama native previously won Rookie of the Year in the 2018 Iditarod race.
Trump administration says more tariffs could be coming to the auto sector. Lillian Wu has that report.
The U.S. Commerce Secretary signaling that next month's tariffs
could hit a broad range of cars. On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, Secretary Howard Lutnick saying it would be fair to put auto tariffs on all foreign cars.
Don't make it so that Japan has an unfair advantage over Korea or Germany.
Lutnick also saying the president considers the Panama Canal fundamental to our security and rejecting a recent running estimate from the Atlanta Fed, which sees the economy contracting in the first quarter. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Maybe some minor backups traveling eastbound on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. Looking at the weather here, 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, going to have highs in the mid-70s. But of course, as we've been mentioning throughout this afternoon, it's Saturday you're going to have to look out for with those chances of severe weather.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, dozens of universities are under federal investigation as part of the investigation from President Trump's anti-DEI campaign. Tanja Jay has the information for us.
The Department of Education is investigating more than 50 universities for alleged racial discrimination. 45 are being targeted over their partnerships with the PhD Project, a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups get degrees in business with the goal of diversifying the business world. Those schools include public and private universities like Arizona State, Ohio State, Duke, Yale, and MIT. Education Department officials say the nonprofit limits eligibility based on race and is, quote, exclusionary. The investigations come a month after a memo warned schools and colleges they could lose money over what they called, quote, race-based preferences. The memo is being challenged in federal court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And consumer sentiment down sharply in March on growing inflation worries. University of Michigan's mid-month reading fell 11% from February due to a high level of uncertainty over economic policy. Survey officials say the drop to a 29-month low was spread across all age and income groups. The one-year inflation outlook spiked to nearly 5% to its highest reading since November of 2022.
America's small business owners feel a 180-degree change stirring in the economy and are overall optimistic about tariffs and DOGE's budget slashing efforts. Not only are nearly one-third of business owners readying to expand their hiring this year, but they've also are totally unfazed about the tariff debate. Not even shaking them up at all.
Well, someone who is shaken up a bit is the French wine and spirits industry. They're reacting with alarm to Trump's threat to slap a 200% tariff on European wine and champagne. Of course, Trump's tariff is simply threatening to respond to the European Union's 50% tariff on U.S. whiskey. France says that while it doesn't want a trade war, it will react firmly to protect its companies from measures it deems arbitrary and against international law.
Okay, we know what the weather forecast is pretty much coming into our area this weekend. We're going to have nice days here, sliding into a wet pattern by tomorrow afternoon. That's the local outlook. Could have some severe weather. But if you're looking at the big snapshot, the whole country snapshot, here's Janice Dean.
A very powerful and dynamic storm system is about to explode across the central U.S., bringing many different weather hazards starting today through Sunday for tens of millions of people. We have a high risk of strong to severe thunderstorms erupting over the Mississippi Valley and the Tennessee River Valley, then over sections of the Gulf Coast, the Southeast, and the East Coast through Sunday. Large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain that could bring flash flooding, and large destructive tornadoes also likely. Meantime, on the cold side of this massive storm system, a snow event with blizzard conditions impacting the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Please listen to your local forecast and check in with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All righty. Americans buying less at convenience stores. Sales dropped by more than 4% over the past 12 months. That's according to market research firm Circana. Higher prices have led to people buying fewer snacks, candy, and cigarettes. One product that hasn't seen a drop in sales, though, lottery tickets.
Absolutely. New scam to tell you about this afternoon. CJ Papa is in and saying, don't click that link.
You've heard of online phishing. How about smishing, where thieves use SMS text to fool you into sending money or sharing sensitive financial information such as credit or debit cards or bank accounts? State officials warning Americans not to respond to unfamiliar text messages allegedly from state road toll collection agencies. Even states that don't charge drivers tolls have noticed an uptick. Cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks said last week one scammer registered over 10,000 domains the scams impersonating toll services and package delivery services in at least 10 U.S. states and the Canadian province of Ontario. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Pepsi reportedly close to buying prebiotic soda brand Poppi. Bloomberg reports the deal for the Austin, Texas-based Poppi is worth more than $1.5 billion. It could be announced as early as next week. Major brands have been eyeing the growing prebiotic soda market as consumers turn to the drinks for a healthier alternative. For example, Coca-Cola launched its own prebiotic soda, Simply Pop, last month.
Tax season quickly coming to a close. With tax day barely over a month away, if you haven't done those taxes, time to get started, get yourself a plan together. Last day to file the 2425 taxes, Tuesday, April 15th.
And speaking of taxes, the IRS pausing its efforts to modernize operations under President Trump. A Treasury Department official said the agency taking a break on the operational overhaul it began during the Biden administration. This follows reports earlier this week saying the IRS would cut as much as 20% of its workforce under DOGE.
Interesting. If you're thinking about buying that home or selling the home, you got to watch those mortgage rates. And the folks over at the Mortgage Rates News Daily just shot me the new numbers here. They're down slightly today and still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.78%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.23%.
All righty, 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break for you. When we return, we'll get some more frivolous stuff, maybe a couple pop culture notes if we're feeling frisky as we send you into this weekend of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.653 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. The U.S. continuing to try and convince Russia to agree to a ceasefire in their invasion of Ukraine as the Kremlin holds talks with China. Peter Ducey reporting from the White House this afternoon.
President Trump has talked about improving relations between the U.S. and Russia and China and Iran, but at least for today, those three are off talking amongst themselves in Beijing. And the Chinese Foreign Ministry is saying top of the agenda is what they call the, quote, nuclear issue. And Russia's Putin is rejecting the current terms of a Ukraine ceasefire drawn up by the U.S. until the U.S. stops arming Ukraine. This is what Putin said no to. An immediate 30-day ceasefire. The U.S. resuming security and intelligence aid to Ukraine and a prisoner exchange.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Roads looking good for the most part. Do have some backups still lingering just a tad on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound passing the Pace Walmart. But outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 66 this evening. This weekend has highs in the mid-70s, and Saturday's got that inclement weather, so be on the lookout.
Major cuts at Johns Hopkins University after the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants. Jill Nato has more on the story.
More than 2,000 jobs related to global health are being cut at Johns Hopkins. The Baltimore Sun reports the layoffs are happening after the university saw federal grants disappear. A Hopkins spokesperson said it's a difficult day for our entire community. The termination of more than $800 million in USAID funding is now forcing us to wind down critical work. Cuts by the Trump administration are having an oversized impact on Hopkins, since it's the school getting the most in federally funded research. Hopkins is also the largest employer in Maryland. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'd say this storyline that's coming up is hitting the status of like Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Remember how big of a story that domestic dispute was? Sean Diddy Combs pleading not guilty to more accusations of criminal conduct. Diddy accused of forcing employees to work long hours and threatening them to meet his demands. The hip-hop mogul already facing trial on May 5th in New York for federal charges including sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering conspiracy. Diddy has maintained his innocence since being arrested last year.
Okay, here's something interesting on the way. Might want to partake in the inaugural Family Promise Bed Race. In childhood homelessness coming next Saturday. Well, no, it's not next Saturday. I got to make sure. Two Saturdays. It's the 29th, not this next Saturday, but the following Saturday from 10 to 2. They'll do it at Fountain Park in Seville Square. Proceeds will benefit Family Promise of Escambia County, which helps the homeless and needy in the community. Four-person teams will participate in the race. You want some more information about it? Here's the site to go to, FPESC.org. Take care of that today.
And paying for lower injury prevention programs for athletes is worth the cost. That according to a study by Oregon State University, finding that every dollar spent on programs to prevent injuries, such as an ACL tear, perhaps, saves more than seven times the cost in treatment and rehab. They studied high school soccer players from 2018 and found that if all of the nation's players that year used a lower injury prevention plan, it could have saved more than $60 million in medical expenses.
All right. I did mention to tell you that they closed off Fort Pickens in that area today at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They asked everybody nicely to get out.
As nicely as they could.
Well, yeah, you know, because the weather and that road seems to flood whenever we do get a major rainstorm. So they're just being a little proactive out there. Speaking of proactive, Trump administration continues its crackdown on illegal immigration, especially from so-called special interest countries. Bill Malusian has more on this story.
Crossings have now largely dried up for the most part, and the year-to-year comparison really tells the story. So in February 2024, Border Patrol apprehended 599 Mauritanians. This February, they apprehended only one of them. That is a 99.8% decrease. Last February, Border Patrol apprehended 3,507 Chinese. This February, they apprehended just 130. That's a 96% decrease. Syrians went from 27 apprehensions to just 4. That's down 85%. Turkish down 82%. Pakistanis down 61%, and Afghans down 55%.
And Novocaine off to a decent start at the box office. The action comedy made just under $2 million from previews last night. It's expected to take first place with a projected $8 to $12 million in its debut weekend.
Okay, remember we had Chris Watts on earlier this week. He's the EMS chief from Escambia County.
Yeah.
Escambia County was going to do the open house over at the Emergency Operations Center on W Street. They have postponed that. Because of the weather situation, it was scheduled for tomorrow from 12 to 4. Put this date in your calendar. The open house now is Saturday, April 12th from 12 to 4. Great opportunity to get the behind-the-scenes look at what the Operations Center does. Maybe it got to be too real because they've activated the Operations Center. They're at level 2 now for the severe weather that we could potentially get.
to the area. But anyway, mark that down. Saturday, April 12th, 12 to 4, you can take a look and do an open house tour of the EMS operation on W Street.
All righty. And Michelle Obama making her first public appearance in 3 months. The former First Lady appeared with her brother today at the South by Southwest Festival for a live taping of their new podcast. She had been making some headlines for not showing up at either President Jimmy Carter's funeral or President Trump's inauguration and hasn't been seen in public since appearing on the Jennifer Hudson Show in December.
Okay, once again, let's welcome back to Pensacola the Ice Flyers. They've been gone for a while. They're playing tonight. And then again tomorrow, they're facing a good team, Quad City. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. See you Monday at 4 o'clock.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.